Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yo! And yes, indeed, it's time for the man, Brandon, Kyle Scott, B. Scott from Hiram Clark. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud.
Not as proud as I am.
I was so close, though, too.
I had my head turned. Were you about to?
I heard the hard count, and I almost jumped, but I stayed on side, baby. I stayed on side. And with that, let's go ahead and see what the play looked like as the ball goes to B. Scott. What's your thoughts?
So I want to go back to this concept of do you believe, because I think it goes in line with my thoughts. This was the game, okay, last night's game against the Bills was the game where I was finally able to shift the way that I look, view, discuss the Texans. Like, in terms of taking them seriously, which, to be fair, I think I was doing early on in the season. Mm-hmm. Even when they were 0-1, 0-2, I think I kind of got off a little bit after the 0-3. Like, that game against Jacksonville really kind of let me down in a way where I was like, okay, this isn't a serious outfit right now. We cannot take them seriously. And ever since then, win or lose, I've struggled to take the team seriously until now. Mm-hmm. Like, last night was the blueprint for how this team can be successful, how this team can beat other good teams. That was also a criticism, right? They would only beat either bad teams, teams you didn't believe in, or teams that were incredibly injured, right? In the case of the Ravens, of course, the 49ers, who look like they're a decent team, but and play well injured, but didn't play well injured against the Texans. So you always could do the this to start the show, right?
Can we
stop with the yeah, but?
Yeah. Well, they gave us an opportunity. Right?
Well, let me oblige you, Lopez. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
After last night, I can stop with the yeah, but. And I'll even go further and allow me to play a little bit of semantics with you, a little bit with your yeah, but, and kind of even disagree a little bit and say the other way. They're the opposite of the yeah, but. At least last night they were. Like, they were the yeah, but, I would say. Like, so you give up a 45-yard James Cook run. Yeah, but you know what? We can respond, and we'll trade field goals, and then we'll go down there, and we'll take the lead eventually, all right? Mm-hmm. You can give up a 97-yard kickoff return and say, you know what? Yeah, but we'll go down there and engineer our own two-minute drive and take the lead going into halftime, and we're still good. Somewhere within that, you can have two Davis Mills underthrows where he hits the defensive back in the numbers because he didn't get the ball where it was supposed to be. Yeah, but we got more plays. Mm-hmm. We got players that can execute those plays, right? And then you get into the second half. Let's just fast forward to late in the game. You give up a fourth and forever.
Yeah.
A fourth and forever.
27 to be specific, kids.
Fourth
and more than a quarter of the football field.
Yeah, I mean, anything past like fourth and 10, fourth and 15, I feel like is inexcusable at that point.
That's what on the broadcast they would call fourth and a mile.
Yeah. And to be fair, it was a hook and ladder. And okay, we get it, right? They clearly weren't ready. Like, they just weren't ready for the play. Maybe you don't excuse them for not being ready for the play.
They were ready for the play.
No. Well, Derek Stingley wasn't.
Derek Stingley made a bad play. We can say this.
Well, but
we can say
that's football. He's like one guy. All it takes is one guy.
All pro Sting.
Screw up a play.
When the passes were actually in his general vicinity, there was no catches on him. However, that was a bad play by Stingley. We could say that and I'll be okay.
And even still, they were able to overcome it, able to come up with the defensive plays at the end. Obviously, the Kalen Bullock interception, his second of the night.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much seals the deal for the Texans. And so that was my main takeaway from the game, was like, they are the yeah, but something bad. I would say this earlier in the season, like, I want to see when we can get past the point with this Texans team where it's like, got to be riding down in distance and got to stay on schedule and you can't have penalties and everything's got to be perfect. Everything's got to be right. Now, the good teams can overcome these outliers or these issues whenever they come up, of mistakes, mental errors, 97-yard kickoff return. Like, good teams can overcome these types of things against other good teams, and that's exactly what the Texans did last night.
Not that we're always here to deliver a message. You know, the message I want you to take from this, but it really...
My man got a sermon.
For me...
Turn to your neighbor and say...
For me, anyone listening to us, that's why I came out, as you mentioned in the first segment, no more conditions, man.
Yeah.
There has always been... We've been battered and bruised as fans in this town far too often. On this team, with this team, don't put any more conditions with this team, because they can win any game they play. Literally any game.
Yeah, and to the whatever degree there are conditions, right? Like, you do the yeah, but, oh, it's a historically great defense. Yeah, but the offense is kind of mid.
You don't have to do that anymore.
Well, but you can do the opposite.
Yeah.
It's a mid to emerging sort of offense, because it is better now than it was before. I think there's no argument against that. It's an improving offense with a historic, yeah, but it's got a historically great defense, right? Like, I think you can make that argument in the opposite way now based off of how they're playing recently.
Yeah, I'm a little uneasy with just the, you know, no more equivocating, because I'm an equivocating dude at times. But also, like, I think that those conditions were there. But where I will absolutely agree with you is now that they have gotten themselves back to level footing, in fact, above level footing, 6-5. Yeah. The equivocating in an excuse manner is now gone. Like, you've dug yourself out of a hole, which is something that you've got to credit them with doing. But now the expectations that you started the year with, they're not exactly the same, but expectations are here.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So my thoughts are full of yeah buts, but they're a positive yeah but. So I'm going the opposite direction here.
Sure.
You know, I'm not doing the thing that Lopez, you're speaking against. I'm going in a whole nother direction. Mm-hmm. How about the yeah but of Jaden Higgins?
Yeah.
Right? Because earlier it was, hey, feed Nico. Y'all need to feed Nico even more. And a lot of that was the greatness of Nico, but it was also what you were lacking elsewhere, not having a whole lot of confidence in what you had outside of Nico. And, of course, Dalton Schultz has had a really good season, but that's not really enough.
Yeah.
Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz is not really enough. Maybe against the Titans, maybe against a hurt Ravens team.
Yeah.
You know, maybe against the Jaguars at a time or two. But that's not really enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if Jaden Higgins, and I keep going back to the Titans game. So the previous game, we're on the broadcast. There's a mention, I think Mark Schlereth mentions that Davis Mills called Jaden Higgins a Nico Collins clone, which is something that we've kind of talked about or talked around since he was drafted. And I didn't think was an exact science or like an exact comparison.
They're the same height.
And he's not a clone.
He's not.
He's not a clone at all.
But what he is
a really good big body receiver. And to that degree, if you want to call him a clone. But I looked at it just a little bit beyond like the literal sense and more of the figurative sense. Like if they like him that much, if they think he's that good, if they think he's that much worth throwing the football to, if you will, which they clearly did because they targeted him quite a bit in this
Nine targets, only four catches within that.
Yeah.
Which.
Well, and then a couple of those were misses.
Yes, a couple of those were misses. I thought this game, and I saw this in real time. You can ask Sean Pendergast. You can ask Patrick Creighton because those are the dudes that were next to me that I was annoying with my thoughts. This felt like a manufactured Jaden Higgins sink or swim game.
Yeah.
Like they were like, and to some degree, Davis Mills, in talking about it on the podium after the game, was saying they were shading that safety to Nico's side.
Were.
So if that's the case, you go where the opportunity is to Higgins. But I think in some ways, this was also sink or swim. We're going to throw you the football. We're going to see if you make plays. Early on, don't get the foot down. All right, young fella, yes, I know that was a tough grab. Drag your toe instead of trying to get that second step, right?
Exactly right.
You mentioned the Davis Mills, you know, throwing those passes short. One of those was to Dalton Schultz on that seam that he just couldn't get it over the defender. That's a problem. Davis, you need to do better. The other one was a corner route to Higgins, and he also needs to do better there. I think that was Higgins' rookie nature. If Higgins has a year or two more, I think what Higgins does
he stops
is
a little earlier.
Stop and play through that defender and pick up the DPI. In that instance, he just kind of ran his route. The ball was short. You get nothing as opposed to if you try and play to that ball. And so I think that this game was very much we're going to throw you into the water. You're either going to sink as a dude who gets this kind of volume or you're going to swim. And I think that we saw him I'm sure your babies know how to swim, right? You done thrown them in the pool.
Of course.
You see them paddle a little bit, and for a moment you're like, well, are they going to do it? Mm-hmm. And it felt like in that game he kind of stabilized himself. So I'm interested in seeing him be what you're kind of talking about.
Yeah.
See if he is like a spiritual clone in that. Can you handle that kind of attention? In the red zone, it was just like, it's all you.
Yeah.
It was all the red zone looks for Higgins.
Yeah, and your sink or swim point is really similar to the but, because it's like, oh, you know what? Sink or swim. You didn't make that catch. You just barely didn't make that play on one of them. He's got to catch one of those where his tail. I said, man, they're literally assed out because his tail hit the white line out of bounds before his foot hit inbounds. Right,
if you
get the foot down before his ass, then it works. You know the opposite, right?
Because we know, one cheek equals 2 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it does.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Right. So it's the but you know what? We're gonna still go to you, and that's because we're viewing you as that guy who can help us with that coverage dictating, right? Like so Nico Collins dictates the coverage. Okay, we still got somewhere to go with the football. We still trust somebody that's one-on-one. It's similar to the Tank Dell effect. He's not a similar player to Tank Dell, obviously. But and they just to mention, they obviously missed the Tank Dell take the top off of the defense element. But what Jaden Higgins can provide that Tank Dell provides is that hesitation to shade to the other side, that hesitation to double up on another receiver, because this guy can beat pretty much anybody else that you have on your defense one-on-one.
That's what I was going to mention, because Reggie was talking about the red zone. I think he does compare to Tank Dell in terms of third and long. You got to have it. Red zone, you've got an option now. To your point, you got an option now that is a legitimate. There was no real, maybe Dalton Schultz, but there was no real option to Nico for the defense to focus on or for you to try to take advantage.
Yeah, yeah. And this is my last thought, okay? Can we give a little bit of love, a little bit of credit to coaching staff and management for what we're seeing? Like, if we're going to be this excited on a football Friday, on a reaction victory football Friday, it's everything. This Friday is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can we give a little bit of credit to, like, on the offensive side, right? You're able to scheme up Christian Kirk wide open in some plays where Christian Kirk doesn't seem nearly as explosive as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you deserve credit for that. We can even go back weeks ago to the Blake Fisher addition to the offense, that extra blocker, and how that's helped them get downhill.
Like jumbo.
Yeah, I feel like coaching staff deserves some level of credit for that. The offensive line, may we not ever have another conversation this season about who's going to play. We can talk about the offensive line.
Please.
And how they play or how they don't, good or
bad.
We
have five. We got the five.
But can we not have another discussion on this radio station, on the internet, or anywhere in public about who's playing on the offensive line on a given
week?
Would
you agree?
Finally.
Let's go. That's the five until barring injury.
I agree, and I want to give them credit for finally finding it, even though it took 11 weeks to do so. Okay, so there is that. And then on the defensive side, you got Matt Burke calling plays for the first time with the best defense in the league. And you can see, like, some of his fingerprints, I think, all over it as well. In addition to, obviously, it's made in D'Amico Ryans' image. But I think all of these guys deserve some credit, man.
Without question. Without question. I'm glad that you brought that up. It's one of the reasons why we love having B. Scott's thoughts. And, man, we might need to do some more B. Scott's thoughts after games. This is fun.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too, man.
There he goes. Brandon K. Scott is sitting in with us for the entirety of the hour, and those were his thoughts. Of course, you'll get more thoughts coming up next where you got to understand. We're all hyped on the Texans getting probably their biggest win of the season. But elsewhere in Houston, you probably have the biggest game of the season to this point tonight for your Houston Rockets. Let's talk about that in What's Poppin' next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.